seldom heard radio. They'll play you seldom heard tune. They'll play you seldom heard tune. They'll play you seldom heard tune.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man. Go get that same groovy beat. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune. Feeling good. The horn gonna bring it on home to you. Ain't it funky now? Oh yeah, funky, funky NASA. Listen, listen good. You know, has got a whole lot of soul. Good God. London town is too doggone cold. Yeah. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah. But we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right. Funky Nassau, 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 listen, funky Nassau, funky Nassau. Thank you.
Well, hello and welcome to Seldom Heard Radio, Music and Culture in the Spirit of Free Radio, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, serving the Kearsarge Sunapee region, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I am celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, which is amazing. Wow. I didn't know if I'd make it 25 days or 25 weeks or 25 broadcasts. So I'm so glad to be here playing tunes for you. I'm going to reminisce a little bit since this is like the silver or whatever the 25-year anniversary is. Okay, you should come prepared to these broadcasts, Fred. But I want to reminisce a little bit about some of the earlier experiences that I had on radio. Now, my first speaking on-air experience came at 1250 WKBR in Manchester, which was a small AM station in the city where I grew up. I used to listen to WKBR because often they would have some really cool tunes that they were playing, kind of classic AM pop music. So when I worked for Hillsborough County 4-H as a 19-year-old outdoor education teacher, I was asked twice to be on the morning coffee chat show, which was 30 minutes live on the air minus a few commercials. And that's where I actually learned to speak spontaneously into a microphone and feel all the fears of screwing up. So, as I matured over the decades, I now eschew perfection for authenticity. I've messed up so many times live on the air that I can seriously kind of laugh at myself now. But thankfully, college radio and community radio stations and even shortwave listeners are quite forgiving. So, anyways, my first speaking on the air, but not my first DJing on the air, which I did for an entire summer at WUNH, and I'll talk more about that in another broadcast. Okay, that's enough of me rambling. Welcome to Seldom Heard Radio. Mostly going to play tunes for the rest of the hour, so sit back and enjoy. Grab a cup of tea, cup of water, glass of, glass of wine, a coffee, whatever beverage suits your taste buds. And we'll tickle your ears, free of charge.
Tears. Have you had enough of mine? time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. In 1875, Navy Lieutenant Commander Charles Dwight Sigsbee and his ship, the George S. Blake, began a journey into the history books. They started measuring the depth of the Gulf of Mexico with a mechanism that Sigsbee created. When the job was finished 3 years later, the ship had measured the entire Gulf, the first ocean basin to have an accurate map of all its contours. Sailors had been measuring depths for centuries. They threw a rope with a heavy weight on the end into the water. Distances were marked on the rope every few feet. Counting the marks revealed the ocean depth. The technique became known as depth sounding. Crew members would sound off the depth as the rope played out. But it wasn't especially accurate, especially for deep water. But it improved in the mid-19th century. Sir William Thomson of England developed a machine to do the job, using piano wire on a motorized spool. Sigsbee refined that design. He made the machine larger and more stable, and replaced the piano wire with steel. That improved accuracy. His device became known as the Sigsbee sounding machine, and it was the standard for measuring depths for 50 years. Scientists named many of the features mapped by the Blake after its commander. So maps of the Gulf of Mexico show the Sigsbee Escarpment, Sigsbee Abyssal Plain, and Sigsbee Deep, the deepest spot in the Gulf, first recorded by Sigsbee's machine a century and a half ago. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to Seldom Heard Radio here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I am DJ Frederick, celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS.
Guitar man, then he comes to town. songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin, but he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
Well, that was a fun set of remixes, bookended by Steely Dan. All right, this is DJ Frederick, and you have been listening to Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio, here on WSCS, and I'm here every Saturday evening, 10 p.m. until midnight Eastern Standard Time.
place gets kind of empty. Sound of their breath fades with the lights. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and it leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew. Shine.